Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. A lineup already. So I want to get to your calls right away. Just before we do that, I want to let the callers in the queue know the order. 610 is first, 562 is next, and 502 will be third. You'll all be getting ready. So hang in there and stay on hold. We'll get to your calls. For those who haven't called in, 914-338-0164 is the number to reach us today. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our social media accounts are linked on our Facebook. I mean, what am I saying? On our Blog Talk Radio homepage, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. So you can follow us there. And also on the social media sites that are linked there, Facebook and Twitter. We hope that you do. We've been getting several messages from people on our sites, but some of those people aren't following us. They're messaging, but not following. I don't know what to do.
Well, can't hit the ball if you don't follow through.
Well, it's true. Okay, so are we ready to bring on some callers?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. And I'm having problems posting to the page, so I'm going to be trying to do that via my other device because it's not working on this Blog Talk Radio. Raise the air first this morning. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you may be. 610, are you there? Oh, my goodness. 610, last call.
How do you know?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It said I was fifth, so I wasn't sure if I was on with you. It said I was number five on the list, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it said you were number five. Who said you were number five on the list?
I don't know. When I hit one, that's why I said I was fifth in the queue.
Really? They give you a number now? I didn't know that. No, you were actually first in the queue.
Oh, wow. No, it said I was fifth, so I wasn't sure. That's why I didn't say anything at first.
You know, it's so weird because I used to call Blog Talk Radio many years ago, and they never gave a position for the queue. So that must be something new. I didn't even know that was a feature that was done. Anyway, what's your name?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa, hi. And Lisa, where are you calling from?
I'm from New Jersey, Cape May, New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey. And what brings you to our show? Have we spoken with you before?
No, but you've spoken with a very close person in my life lots of times, so... you know, she directed me to call, and it's been on my list to do, and I just haven't had a chance, and today was the day.
Okay, so I'm thinking we know who this might be, but...
Yes.
Gwendolyn, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, so let's get your birth date, first of all.
Okay, I'm 8/6/82.
I'm getting a 6. I have a 6. So you are born on the 6th, 8/6/82, 1982. And you have a drop of 6 in your 82. So 14, 24, 34, 7. Okay. You're a 34-7. 11. So, am I doing?
Yeah,
39. So in 2016, 2017, because you're born in the last quarter of the year, you would have had a change. Well, that's just,
yeah.
More than a quarter of the year, because August is more than a quarter, but in the last part of the year. So what happened 2016, 2017?
I surrendered and put my sobriety first.
Okay. So you got sober?
Yes.
Okay. 2016, 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, things were pretty rocky prior to that, but right around there is when things kind of came to a head and to a stop.
Okay. Do you have children, Lisa?
I do.
Two children?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're just getting a few things in psychically. What's your question today?
So I wanted to find out my connection with Gwendolyn and then also my husband.
Your husband. So you're married. Okay. So
yes.
When Gwendolyn's born 6/26/1969. She's a 3 to your 7. But she's compounded 12/3. And then your husband's birth date?
Is 9/29/72.
1972. So do you have any specific questions? I mean, there's a karmic connection you and Gwendolyn have for sure. the sixes in your day add up to her master number 3/12/3. The years, 17, they're not interchangeable. Nothing's going on there. But, you know, those are 7 and 3 are sacred numbers. So.
Where did you get this 7?
Did I add up her? Isn't she 34-7?
Who? Yeah. Oh, she's a 7.
Yeah, and Gwendolyn's a 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
and
they're.
And her husband's the same number.
Oh, I didn't add him up yet. I'm not even there. I'm still in Gwendolyn.
That's what I was getting confused.
Okay. So as I was saying, 3 and 7 are mystical numbers. They're sacred numbers. So you and Gwendolyn probably have connect on a spiritual level. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's his master number?
He's the same 39/12/3.
Oh, he's Gwendolyn's number too, 1/12/3.
Both the same. They're both the same karmic master numbers, Gwendolyn and your husband. So it's interesting that you're combining them in your question. They both have the same master number.
And karmic numbers.
And their master numbers together become a 6, which is your day.
Your husband's born 9/29 and 1972. So he's got a lot of 29s going on in his energy, in his first and last, in his day, in his first two numbers. So did he have a problem with relationships, childhood, growing up, family issues?
A little bit, yes.
Any divorce in the family?
Yes.
Okay. But you two are solid in your relationship, or are there?
For the most part. Yes, I mean, there's been troubles along the way, definitely. But for the most part, I would say yes, but there's definitely been heartache and definitely, you know, on both sides.
You know, here's the thing, Lisa. When we put, since... Pertaining to your question, when you put Gwendolyn and your husband together, they become a 6. That's your day.
That's right.
So they both come from a past life. Now, there is a 6. There is a 6 between your 82. See, there's a 6 tucked inside the between the two numbers. So that means that these two people are not just past life energies. Their souls go beyond karma, and they enter into your life even beyond your age of 34. So in other words, you know them from a past life. There's karma going on. But once that karma has been satisfied, the two people don't disappear. They stay in your life. How long have you been? See, you would have to have been married at least 15 years. How long have you been married?
Well, we've been together for 15, and we'll be married 10 in September.
But that qualifies. If you've been together for 15, okay, that's a bullseye.
So
exactly 15.
And you've been married how long?
10.
It'll be 10 years in September.
Which is the sum of your master numbers together, 7 and 3, 10 years.
So, Lisa, you came down. One reason you came back to the earth was because you had karma with Gwendolyn and with your husband, positive and negative. So you had to come back to settle the scores with that karma. You also came back because your drinking, prior to you being sober, your drinking was aggravated by a karma, by a past life. In that past life, your father committed suicide. Have there been any tragic deaths in this lifetime?
My dad passed away 6 years ago. He didn't commit suicide, but my dad was an alcoholic for years, and he had been recovered for many, and then dibbled and dabbled right before he passed again.
Wow. Yeah. So that just continues the line of energy.
See,
from
that's
past
where
life.
It's coming from. But in the past life, he committed suicide. What was his birthday? What's his birth date?
My dad is, he's July. July 27th. I think 47.
So 9/16/26.
Okay.
37/10/1. He's compounded also. His karmic number holds both your husband's master number and your master number. He holds it in his day and third number and last number. So there's a strong karmic connection there.
Very strong.
Very.
Lisa, you came back. Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to ask her, was your problem with alcohol or drugs?
Drugs. And
yeah,
my dad's.
I thought it was drugs.
Alcohol. Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was drugs, not alcohol.
Well, Lisa.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a drug. Alcohol is a drug. But I thought it was drug.
The alcohol might have came up because my father, that was his name. And maybe that's, where that was coming from.
And he didn't live long. He didn't have a long life.
No, he didn't. He died at 62, I think.
Yeah, that's really young.
You got to realize.
62,
He died in 1962?
No, when he was 62.
When he was 62.
You know, we're going back to that six. You have a six in between your 8-2 and a two between your 8. So his age is at the time of
and
his death
Gwendolyn's
is in your birthday. Yeah. Well, it's Gwendolyn's day. Yeah, inverted 20. And first two numbers, too. So it's all tribal.
Okay.
Lisa, you got to get your head in. You seem to be on the right track. You came back to face your karma. That's where all the troubles come from. It seems like you're cleaning that up. You probably have some more to do, but it seems like you're cleaning that up. Now, what you got to do is clean that up because you don't want to come back and deal with it again. So you've got to clean up your life in all ways. Once you've done that, you want to do something special for extra credit to get you to give you extra points, not just karmic resolution, but transcendent behavior. So I'm going to ask you a question. Who in your life was involved in real estate, a real estate agent, something with real estate?
The only person that I know
as of right now, would be my sister-in-law.
Well, that's she's a real estate agent?
Yes. It was something she picked up along, you know, recently, within like the last few years.
It doesn't matter. She
was a financial advisor prior to that. But, yeah, she's the only one that's close to me that is in real estate.
Okay,
well,
here's the storyline. In a past life, she was your sister.
Okay.
And this goes back to tribal energy. Tribal energy meaning that somewhere along the line, you know, there were arrowheads, Indians, tribal stuff.
Okay.
Now, you live in New Jersey. Is that still cow country, dairy country?
A lot of it is, yes. There's a lot of farms and a lot of fields and fresh produce, definitely, yes.
Now, do you or your husband have a tattoo?
Both of us do.
Yeah, because that's coming in. Now, the symbol of your tattoo is significant to your tribal identification from a past life. Let's say you have a scorpion or a spider or a heart. That symbol had something to do with your tribal energy in a past life, which may not be your bloodline today, but it's in your soul. Is your tattoo of a creature or an animal or a person or a symbol?
Mine is a flower. I only have two. The one is a flower. It's a calla lily. And the other one says, it's just writing. It says, live in the moment.
Live
but
in the
my
moon?
Moment. Moment.
Animal.
I thought it was the moon. I didn't want to go into that. But,
sorry, I don't know.
Huh?
No, he's making a bad joke.
What's your husband? Yeah, don't
even go
but
there.
When I hear the word moon, my mind goes all.
It just
okay. So
please.
Where's your husband's tattoos?
The one is on his left arm, and it's a bear.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have an animal. Yeah.
And then he only has two as well. And then his other one is on the crease of his elbow, well, like on his forearm. And that is it says Severin 777.
Oh, 7777.
28.
Severin is my son's middle name.
Severin.
Severin.
Severin, yes. And
Severin.
Then it has, but around that is three sevens.
Oh, three sevens, which is interesting because he has three sevens in his linear birth date.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he may not connected the dots and put the sevens there because of the birth date. But
three sevens is a 28, and his year
three sevens is 21.
A 28.
Three sevens is 21.
7777.
No, 37.
Oh, 37.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
but
it's
it doesn't matter because it's his inverted 12.
It's put like on each end of the word and then underneath the word. So it's the way it's spelled out, and then there's one on each end, and then one underneath.
Okay.
So there's one seven, and then another seven on the other side.
Okay, we got to get going. But what's important is the tattoos.
We just have a lot of callers.
The tattoos with the animals, Lisa, it signified the validation of a tribal energy in the past life. You can always call back the show, or you can call us personally. If you're happy with this, then go on your happy way. But, you know, there's a lot of information we can't get to in this time zone.
Just real quick before we move on, would you say that your connection to your husband on a spiritual level, that you are seeking more of that energy between the two of you than you currently have? Is he less inclined to be spiritual than yourself? Do you have to feel like you have to push him?
No, we both are, but sometimes it doesn't always connect.
Yeah.
So you're on different.
He's actually more spiritual than I was at one point, and now we both are, but it doesn't seem like we're always connecting it together
in the same manner.
Yes, like I understand where he's coming from and he understands where I'm coming from, but sometimes I don't feel like it's always completely connecting together on where
we are.
There's
a disconnect. So rephrase it. There's a disconnect between the two of you. He's spiritual, but you're not always connecting on the same level.
Yeah, but you see, you're his bear. His bear and your flower relate to honey and bears. You come from the same tribal background.
Okay.
You were the female tribe, and he was the male tribe member. There's a lot of information. You should call us up.
He was Winnie the Pooh.
I will.
He was Winnie the Pooh, and she was what?
Oh my God, that's what. Yeah. Okay, this is getting deep because his nickname as a child was Pooh Bear, and we've given both of our kids Pooh Bears when they were babies, and just for Valentine's Day, me and my daughter got my husband a heart with a Pooh Bear on it. It was like a salt and pepper shaker, but my daughter just liked it. So the Pooh, that's, oh my gosh.
give us a call if you want, Lisa, and we'll go over, if you're inclined, or you can just call the show.
Yeah, it was really nice to talk to you. And
definitely.
Thanks, Gwendolyn, for referring Lisa. Yay.
All right, thank you so much. I'll give you guys a call soon. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye. And Lisa can follow me on our social media sites, and we hope that she does. And we lost, Gwendolyn was listening and she hung up. Okay, so we've got 562 next, 502 and then 650. I just brought on 650, you're third 650. That was an error because
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yeah, hi Yvonne.
Hi,
Long Beach.
Yes.
Give us your birth date again.
August 14th, 1984.
Okay. So last time we talked to you, you were looking for housing, I think.
Yeah, actually, I got my voucher. It's like a low-income housing voucher. But I'm not sure when I'm going to get a place. I don't know about that. I was calling to see today if I'm going to get my SSI benefits. Do you see that coming in for me?
SSI, that's Social Security Disability. Is it disability?
Yes.
And you've applied. Is this your first application for disability?
No,
or
it's like actually
you've been denied.
No, I applied years ago. I had it before. They gave it to me for like 4 years. They cut me off, and
so
I applied again.
Okay.
And so I applied, and this is like 5-6 months ago.
And do you have any representation, or are you just doing this all on your own?
No, I have a lawyer. It's a female.
So you do have representation?
Yes.
Well, and you have some psychological, the nature of your disability is like psychological or psychiatric problems. Is that, am I remembering
that? Yes. Yes.
And that makes you unable to work.
Yes.
Well, can we ask, what have you been diagnosed? Are you schizophrenia? What's your diagnosis?
Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I thought. Well, who in your life was in a car accident?
You know what? I was told it was me in my past life. I'm not sure if you're picking up on that. I don't know anyone else.
Well, who told you that? Who told you that?
It was another psychic told me this.
Wow. I mean, let's go to this lifetime. Do you know anybody that was in a severe car accident or any car accident?
Car accident.
Oh, I have a cousin that was recently in a car accident.
Okay,
didn't get hurt.
But that's okay. It's a car accident.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the severity. It's just an accident that happened recently.
Okay, so do you have a current diagnosis from a doctor about your schizophrenia?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And why did they drop you after 4 years?
I'm not sure why. They said I got better. They just said I got better mentally. And I don't know if that's – I don't believe that's true, but that's what Social Security said.
Are you currently – like, how do you pay for your medication, and are you on like Medi-Cal?
No, I'm on Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal. So you have Medi-Cal, and you are you on meds right now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I take injections.
And you're,
yeah.
You're under psychiatric care currently.
Well,
yes.
I would say
you know what's,
get it,
what's
but...
going against you is that they dropped you because they said you were getting better, which means that your disability is relative to your state of being. To get on it again with your 20, there's a lot of interference going on, Yvonne. I can't pass with all this noise.
It's our voices back. I don't know what's going
on. What do you
on.
Have on that's ricocheting our voices?
Let me see. Let me go take teacher. Is this better?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So your problem is they dropped you because your condition is relative to circumstance. You get better than you. So with an attorney and a current diagnosis, what's in your favor is that you can't hold on to your permanent level of stability. So it means that you have a chronic condition of schizophrenia. And so they'll have to readjust that. Now you're asking psychically, will the guides give you this? Or will you just get slide in? So I'm going to ask you a question. Who in your life, think this through, who in your life was a baseball fan? Who liked baseball?
My sister, she likes baseball, and her husband.
And was your sister ever sick, anything that was beyond a flu? Did she ever have to be hospitalized anytime?
Yes, she has. Hello?
For what? Why was she hospitalized?
Oh, okay, the phone is breaking up. I'm sorry. She had surgery on her foot.
Okay.
And that's it. That's something I know.
The chances, Yvonne, of you getting disability are better than 80%. Better than 80%.
But
you
it
have
could...
a little bit of karma going on here, which could get disruptive. But with the attorney, with the way the reading's going, I would say about 80%.
I would say that it could take maybe another 6 months, three to six months. Sometimes these claims take a long time to process, and with COVID and everything, I mean, the infrastructure of the government has really collapsed in many regards. So part of a delay might be the fact that there's not as many people processing these applications. So I don't know if your attorney has said anything to you that supports my theory, but
it could take a while. That's what her assistant said. They could take a little bit longer.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, I mean, they denied you before, which is not the best, but if your schizophrenia is a current condition and it's confusing your thought patterns to where you can't cope in a social environment and you can't really do anything at home because of your condition, it's too disruptive. See, what they're going to question is, are you able for an hour to hold, you know, you're talking to us.
Us, yeah, very sound. Exactly.
So you got to think this through in terms of a diagnosis. They're going to ask you, they're going to wonder if you're capable of working under any circumstances, because schizophrenia isn't just a slide into home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you've got some challenges. The attitude is, karmically, are you going to be allowed? I there's a karmic situation going on here. But what would disrupt you, Yvonne, from working with your condition? Do you hear voices? Do you get crazy? What happens?
Yeah, I get confused a lot. I have no interest of doing things in some time, and I just,
Well, I mean, That, I mean, when you're saying no interest in doing things, I'm not a psychiatrist, but that sounds more like depression than schizophrenia.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tough, because if your schizophrenia is managed by your medication and you're able to function normally without, you know, having schizophrenic symptoms.
I have a question since you brought that up.
Okay.
About me hearing voices, does that mean, are you picking up that I'm psychic? Because I'd be wondering if I'm psychic or not, because I hear voices and stuff too.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're hearing voices, if the voices connect to anything that
realistic
you can validate.
Sound on a sound level.
Like if the voices are just talking to you and it's gibberish or it's just talk, no, that's your head. If the voices are telling you things that seem to be validated in your environment, now you got a question as to whether maybe you are hearing. Because you know, people who are psychically gifted will hear voices, and schizophrenics will hear voices.
And sometimes schizophrenics, I mean, there is a line between reality and you know, them connecting to spirit and, you know, not being able to separate reality from that psychic energy.
But schizophrenics will hear voices in their head, but it's created from their own brain pattern.
But schizophrenic, don't you believe that schizophrenics can also have difficulty separating their thoughts from what they're hearing? And sometimes what schizophrenic hear,
craziness in there, but
so I'm saying what they hear sometimes is psychic. I mean, there's a mixture of what's going
sometimes
on.
Sometimes it's got to be validated. You know, if someone is demon possessed or plagued with dark spirits, then dark spirits can cloud a human being's mind. And then there's the condition that just a human being's mind is, you know, disoriented. There's different levels of this.
Right, and the chemical balance in your brain obviously is affected by whatever medications you're taking. So it gets complicated to analyze, and of course we're not doctors. So
no, you know, I mean, Yvonne, if you want to get into a constructive mode as to whether you're hearing voices that are psychic, you first have to separate that from your own condition to make sure that, you know, you're first sound. The other one would be maybe you could do little readings on your friends, harmless, you know, and just see what you pick up. And if it's all just gibberish and nonsense, just say, well, I'm not really psychic. And if it starts to make connections, then maybe you have a gift. My thought that you may have a gift. Who is the name Jewel? Whose name is Jewel? J-E-W-E-L. Do you know a Jewel?
That's what I call myself. I call myself Jewel. Holy Jewel.
Yeah, you see, I think you might have a gift. Because the voices you may be hearing just spoke to me, and I'm not crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. Not after
what
did
they say?
Paul Simon said that.
Oh, well, no, the voice told him. And that's an accent that, I mean, so you call yourself Jewel. That's a validation. So that supports a possible theory that you have psychic abilities. I would say, you know, it's difficult. Do you like your psychiatrist? We have to move on to other callers, but do you like your psychiatrist? Are you happy with the medical treatment you're receiving? I mean, also the medications that you're on can create side effects. So like you're saying, well, I have lack of motivation. That could be medication, you know?
Okay.
So it's difficult to balance all of that. You know, what's going on organically with you? What's going on chemically? Do you feel like your voices are kept in check by the medications you're on? If you were off the medications, would you be more, hallucinating more? You know, both
I'm not sure, but when I'm off medication, I hear the voices more.
When you're off medication, you hear the voice more. So the medication is helping with your schizophrenic symptoms.
Well, you know, there's a possibility you have some psychic abilities. I heard a voice and it told me Jules, and that's what you call yourself. And you probably were a mystic in a past life. maybe Jamaican, but you might have been a mystic in a past life. And so some
okay.
of that's coming in. And when you come back to this planet in this lifetime, some of those spirits you worked with back then may be revisiting you. So that could be a separation. But we don't want to get into, you know, we don't want to confuse you since you're in therapy. We have to be careful of how we're giving
exactly.
you information. But again,
okay.
it's a psychic program and we're giving our opinions, but you keep in check with your doctor.
What's your ethnic background in this lifetime? Are you any Hispanic?
No, I'm African-American, but no, I'm not Hispanic.
Yeah.
That's the Jamaican. So that's
yeah, I thought you
that's
might.
Really Jamaican. I was off. But.
Yeah, you know, and the African-American, the Africans are very supernaturally gifted with spirits and rituals and, you know, in the tribal sense of the word, very much inclined to seek advice from the spirit world. So there's
yeah,
because
I'm hearing right now currently that I'm one of the mothers of the earth. I'm not sure what that really means. I gotta find out more.
Everybody's a mother of the earth. You can't know. Don't worry about that. There might be some inclination that you have a Mother Earth connection, but
Gaia.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's you know, don't dwell on that.
Quickly, I've got to go back to the Hispanics because I'm picking up. Is there anybody in your life, Latino or Latina?
Yes, my brother-in-law.
Okay, so that's where it's coming
yeah.
from, because I know that was a vibration that was connecting to something or someone around you. So
and
okay.
I had an abortion. My child was mixed, but I never did have the child. It was Hispanic, Mexican, and Black. It would be Mexican.
So your past lover of yours was also Hispanic. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. Well. Yvonne, hopefully we've helped you. Keep us posted. Let us know how the disability goes.
Okay, thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, 502 is our next, and then 650 is our final caller. We're about 20 minutes left in the show. Hi. Hi, we can, you're cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We can hear you. Hi. What's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
it's
we can hear
Brenda.
You. Brenda?
It's Brenda. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, Brenda. Where are you calling from?
How y'all doing? Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, I knew that from the y'all. Kentucky. Okay. We don't get a lot of Kentucky people from Kentucky on the radio.
We get a lot of horsing around, but we don't get a lot.
Okay. So, Brenda, what brings you to the show today?
I was wondering if I could get a message from my mom.
Okay. Let's get your birth date.
April 23rd, 1958.
So, what's your birth date?
April 23rd, 1958.
1958, you sound, your voice is so 58? Young. Yeah.
Not 68.
5'8", right?
Yeah. Your wife doesn't have a young voice.
Yeah, you have a young voice. I was shocked to hear 58. Okay, so I was getting four. You're born in April, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 19, yeah. 32, 5. And then your mother, birthday?
December the 8th, 1935.
Mm-hmm. 35, oh, wow. So... your years align. So your her 3 to your 5 becomes her year, and her 5 to your 8 becomes your year 58. What else is
she's
going on? 29, 11, 2.
Yeah. Hey, in your lifetime, in this lifetime, have you known anyone named Liz, Elizabeth, anything like that?
Yeah, there's a Liz at my church. But
okay.
Was your mother a church lady?
Very much. Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
We have a subtle connection with your mother. Now, as we move forward, who liked to bake cakes? Who was a cake, beautiful chocolate cake? Who baked cakes?
My mom.
Yeah. So your mom says, first of all, very typical things. Yes, I'm here, baby. She calls you baby. And I love you. She says she's sorry that she was disoriented in some respects. I don't know. Was your father alcoholic? Did your father have a problem?
No. Mm-mm.
Was your mom alcoholic?
Huh?
Was your mom alcoholic?
No, he had dementia.
She had dementia. So that's the confusion that you were getting.
Yeah. Okay. Dementia. So your mom says she's sorry she wasn't, I couldn't figure it out. She said she's sorry she wasn't available in some respects. But she loves you. She's on the other side. She loves you very much. So that part is there.
I have a question. Did your mother do any type of gardening or anything like that? Flowers. Did she like flowers?
Flowers. Mm-hmm. Other flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like example. I mean, a lot of people like flowers, so I don't want to be too general here. But what was the specific?
Garden gnomes. Hydrangeas, roses.
She did garden. She was a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
Amateur gardener. Okay.
So I want you to visualize, where is there a chain link fence with ivy growing up, you know, some kind of vine on it?
I don't know if it was at the old house we used to live in.
Okay.
But as far as now...
Doesn't matter. Think of time as circular, not linear. What happened years ago is pertinent to the conversation because we're connecting to your mother on the other side.
Yeah.
Is this a home that you lived in? Your mother lived with your mother in, with the chain link fence.
Yeah,
childhood
home.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
childhood home.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's.
Well, your mom's
bringing up the child.
You know, your mom seems to be in the reading. And she's making connections. And so she's here. And the first footnote is, I love you. I'm here. I hear you. I'm with you. I'm sorry. I'm here. That kind of thing. She does say something about a Stella or something like that.
Sally?
I don't know. It sounds like Stella to me. But I don't know. You don't seem to connect to that.
Well,
I don't know what Stella is.
No, I
don't either. I don't know.
Selma?
Selma? I have an aunt that was named Thelma.
Thelma.
Oh, okay. Selma.
Thelma.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So she's talking about that. And, I mean, do you want to ask her something?
She just passed away a week ago.
Oh, so sorry.
And I was just wondering if I took care of her. And just wondering if I did it right, because I kept thinking in the back of my mind, am I doing what I'm supposed to? Am I taking care of her right?
Oh, yes. Of course you did. She wouldn't. No, there's nothing in her attitude towards us that is disturbing. She's saying to you, I'm sorry. So she says, I love you.
And clearly you're committed. You were committed to caring for her. I mean, if you were her primary caretaker.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so essentially you devoted your life to caring for her in her last years. So, I mean, what could you have done wrong?
Well, I mean, you always think, you know, am I doing this right? Or, you know, because toward the end, it was pretty hard for me.
No, you're wasting your time thinking that way, and you're giving your mom a bad vibe. Don't do that. Drop that.
Okay.
quit.
I will, because I don't want
to. Yeah. She doesn't like that. Don't do that because it's disturbing to her. What she wants to say to you is, I love you. I love you. I'm sorry for whatever didn't work out on the planet, but I love you and I'm with you. And she even seems to be, her soul seems to be present in your home. There seems to be some kind of blanket on the floor. I don't know. Hey, did you ever have any pets that died tragically or sad stories about an animal?
Like a cat hit by a car or something, or a dog?
We had a dog that came down with manes, and
it pretty well
tore up. That was her dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. You know what, Brenda? You can listen, just believe your mother's, this is these are short readings. Your mother appeared. She loves you. She doesn't want you to feel guilty. She's crossed over. She's in a good place right now. There's a comfort zone there. She's talking about a beautiful blanket on the floor. I don't know what she's talking about.
Is there a blanket
about.
Or a rug on the floor? Like a.
There's one on her bed that's beautiful, you know, that was hers.
Well, okay, that's it. So you stop me feeling guilty. Don't do that. And she doesn't want you to do that because you're not giving her good vibration. What you have to say is, I love you, Mom. I'm glad you're on the other side. You can be around me as much as you want. Caress me, embrace me. I love you. All is forgiven. It doesn't matter. And we're still here for one another. That's what you do. And you go on with your life.
Well, I got to take care of my dad now.
Well, I mean, go on with your life and, you know, do what you have to do in terms of taking care of your father. But, you know, you obviously have, your intentions are good. And
you're a caregiver.
You're a caregiver. I mean, don't question your competency.
Okay. He'll be 91 and they were married 86 years, so.
Oh, wow.
Well. Then be happy. Are you married?
Wait,
are you?
80, he's 91. They were married 86 years. Wait, how many years were they married?
You
married when he was 7.
I got backwards. 67 years, and 67. He's 91. He'll be 91 in May, and they were married 67 years. So
well,
he's feeling a great loss. He's just sort of lost.
But they had a long life, and that's more than what a lot of people get. And are you a single lady or married?
That was weird.
Well,
it got all destructive when she responded.
Yeah.
What are you? You're not married.
No.
You're cutting.
Okay.
What?
He passed away my husband passed away in 2013.
Oh.
Well, you've had a hard loss, but you know what, Yvonne? Just be thankful.
You know, Brenda.
I mean, Brenda.
Brave Yvonne was our biggest caller.
Brenda, I'm the one who... Brenda, be thankful that you're of use on the planet, that your life is of value. Quit feeling guilty. You've had some losses that have been hard. We understand that, but life is that way sometimes. It has nothing to do about your character. And just be positive and be close to God and count your blessings and be in comfort to your father now. And you still have a life to lead. You're not that old. So you still have a life ahead of you, which will continue to blossom after your father passes.
Okay.
Okay, Brenda, well, we hope that helps. Okay, take care.
You are too.
Okay, Brenda can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We hope that she does. Let's bring on our final caller, 650. Hi.
Hey, Neil and Kristen, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
Okay, good. This is Zara, yeah.
Hi, Zara.
Good. I have a quick question. So I just learned that my daughter had recently started dating a friend that she met a few months earlier, and things seemed fine, and then they had a big fight, and back in the end of January, just a few weeks ago, and we came to know that, well, he's kind of unstable in terms of the job market. He hasn't been able to hold a job for too long, and obviously that's of concern. And my daughter is the type that gets attached rather quickly, and I know they're still talking, although they're officially broken up, but that doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way. I'm just wondering what you guys see in terms of this guy. I do have his birth date.
Okay, but what is it? Which daughter? Are we talking about the 12-290?
This is the older one. The older one, the 12-290.
Oh, 12,
yep,
so the 12-290. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's the one who you've been concerned about having a relationship.
Yeah.
More than
yeah.
your daughter. Okay.
More than
so,
the other one.
24-6. Okay, what's his birth date?
His is June
23rd, 1983. Okay. Well, he's got 11. He's 21. He's got some issues because he's got all these 11s going on.
What's
21, 12, Zara's 9, 6, 65, 6, 7, 8, 11, 21. He is a 32-5, right? Did I add him up right?
Yeah.
You know, what's really weird is that our last, it's kind of strange. Our last caller was a 32-5, and she was also born on the 23rd, yeah. as is this guy. He's born on the 23rd, and she was born on the 23rd. But they're the same master and karmic number. Weird. And they're an 11. I mean,
he has a problem probably with the father issues in his life. So there's an instability there that has disrupted his flow of being competent. So he's up and down, up and down, up and down, which could be a problem. I mean, he's not an evil guy. He has a problem coping with life because of emotional issues. So he's got his manliness, his manhood is impaired by his experiences, probably my guess with his father. There's something to do with a boat somewhere or a sea voyage. And so there's a boat floating around in the energy field. I don't know.
Maybe it's in the past.
Boats. Where's the boat, Zara? Just find me a boat somewhere in your life.
Don't know.
What about him? Anything that you can connect to him location-wise?
I don't.
Water nearby?
Yeah, there. I guess. There is a river nearby, so it's plausible.
Okay.
But I haven't met him. But obviously, my concern is like, do you see this going anywhere, or is it just going to fade away?
Well, we're getting to that point. I mean, we're getting there. Yeah. We're trying to get some validations and
understood.
Yeah. So there's a,
you see that together they become an 11. And there's a ton of 11s in this guy's birthday. So they are right now together because of karma. They're together because of a past life. Do I think they're going to stay? My opinion is no.
Oh, you both came up with that. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And who is into wine? Who's a big wine drinker in your family?
My husband is into wine, and my daughter likes wine.
Husband's into wine? Does he jump on the wine with his feet? And what is he into wine? What does he do?
That's his way of unwinding in the night, like before going to bed, really. Nothing.
You drink together? I mean, not that it's a
I don't, no.
You don't
I don't drink
but
at all.
Zara, your voice reflects that you're with somebody who is a wine drinker. I hear it in your voice.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, my husband occasionally, like maybe a couple of nights a week.
Nothing wrong with it. There's no problem in the wine drinking.
Right.
No.
Issue.
See, what we're connecting, here's where your brain is going wrong. What we're connecting with is that you and your husband are soulmates. Your soulmate.
Yes.
The daughter and this guy are karmic mates. They're not, I don't think they're going to be together.
Okay. That's a relief, because, I mean, obviously as a parent, you want your child to be with someone that's stable and responsible in life, and this individual doesn't seem to have that emotional stability to even hold on down a job, and I don't want my daughter to be the one paying all the bills, and, you know, what if they have a family?
What kind of work does he do?
He's doing some sort of data stuff. I haven't even met him. And like my daughter was sort of, I think, hesitant to have me meet him until things went a little further. And fortunately, it didn't go too far. They only dated for about 3 weeks until, you know, the spite erupted. But they're talking. Like, I know that they do talk.
We don't think they're going to last. Mm-hmm. And just mm-hmm. between three of us, we'll put out energy that your daughter finds someone else.
I would appreciate that. There's actually someone on the horizon that I'm just a friend had said, like, well, this, we have a friend, he's divorced, we're just looking in our social circle and thought of your daughter. And so I gave them her number with her permission, of course. But I just hope she's open to actually talking to this individual. I have no idea.
What does your daughter do?
She runs a nonprofit. Doesn't she do something in nonprofit? Public
health.
She
does. Yes, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the prognosis is good. I think it's, in terms of your concern, mm-hmm. They probably will dissolve and she'll go on and you'll be happy and you'll have kids, you know, grandkids.
I wouldn't
worry
about
it.
The only other
symbol that comes in, and it's a good symbol, is a rabbit.
A rabbit. Hmm.
Rabbits are lucky, but have you ever had any rabbits?
Yes. Not as pets, but just as toys for my girls. And there was this one particular rabbit that was a favorite of my, you know, my both my girls liked this particular rabbit. As children.
Yeah. Good. Well, then here we go. See, that means you're mm-hmm. going to be a grandmother and very happy. So if you're happy as a grandmother, that means you're going to be happy with your son-in-law.
With the guy.
Yeah.
From your lips to God's ears, because that's a concern, you know, obviously. Well, I hope this guy works out my friend said, you
well,
know.
Well, call us up and let, you know, bring us more details and we'll talk about it.
I will. We'll talk about that because I got this guy's birthday too, the new one on the that I'm hoping she'll connect with. All right. Well, thank you so much. I know you're running out of time, and I'll call back another time. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend, both of you.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Sarah.
Take care.
And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope everyone has a nice weekend. Bye.